This is BBC Radio Ulster.
BBC News at 8 o'clock. I'm Emily Thomas. Rescue teams in the Himalayas are working through the night to reach more than 100 Pakistani soldiers who've been buried alive by an avalanche. Here's our World Affairs correspondent, Nick Childs.
The soldiers seem to have been caught completely unawares by the massive avalanche, which struck at around 6 in the morning local time. The base is at a relatively low altitude for the region, and its location is not so prone to avalanches. But according to the Pakistani military, it's now buried under at least 70 feet of snow. The whole area is remote and inhospitable, and the conditions extreme, complicating rescue efforts. Temperatures can plunge below minus 60 Celsius. Pakistan and India both deploy thousands of troops in this disputed region, but in recent years they've suffered more casualties from the conditions than from clashes.
Activists in Syria say government forces have killed as many as 130 civilians in a series of attacks across the country. Violence appears to be escalating as Tuesday's deadline approaches for the implementation of a UN-backed peace plan. In Belfast, the countdown's on to what's being billed as a spectacular light show at the Titanic Belfast building. Natasha Sayi reports.
Despite the bad weather, huge crowds are expected at two separate sites to watch what is being billed as a spectacular audio-visual display. 16,000 people have tickets to be on the Titanic and Olympic slipways, while across the river, 13,000 will be gathered at the Albert Quay. The lighting engineers worked through last night rigging 3D projection equipment, which will make Titanic Belfast building appear as if it's changing and moving in time to music. The show kicks off at 9 o'clock.
And the organisers of that event have warned that there's likely to be traffic disruption in the city this evening. In golf, Rory McIlroy has teed off at the US Masters in Augusta. He went into today's round one shot off the lead. He's double bogeyed the first hole and slipped back to two under par. Football and Celtic have won the Scottish Premier League title for the first time in 4 years after beating Kilmarnock 6-0. It's their 43rd title, 11 short of their rivals Rangers. A lone swimmer has caused major disruption to the annual university boat race on the River Thames. The race had to be stopped for nearly half an hour after the man was spotted in the water between the Oxford and Cambridge boats. It's thought the swimmer was protesting against elitism. Police say they've arrested a man on suspicion of a public order offence. Cambridge went on to win the race. Well, time now for the weather, and it's going to be a rather cloudy evening and night with some patchy and mainly light rain. It's going to be mild with lows of 7 degrees. BBC News.
Folk Club with Neil Martin.